Today, I am 38 years old. I am a mother. I am a sister. I am a daughter. But today, I am a different woman than I was when I was 20. A completely different woman. I have changed over the years. Life has changed me. People changed me. Situations changed me. God changed me. I had quite a few important life lessons in my life. Challenges, tragedies. And one of the biggest life lessons and most important life lessons that I've had was to take care of myself. Because no one else is gonna take care of me if I don't take care of me. One of the ways to take care of yourself is to set up boundaries. Draw the line. Protect your territory. Protect your heart. Protect your energy. Protect you. Now, on this planet, we live with a lot of other people. People we don't know, people we know. People we like, dislike, people we love, people we adore. That makes it very challenging sometimes to live with each other in harmony and in balance without losing yourself. One of the questions that kept me seeking, kept me thinking through my life was, how can I be there for someone that I love as much as I want to be there without losing myself through the process? It took me years to understand how to do it. And today, I am proud to say and to tell you that I do care and love and give my energy and give my support and give my help, but I set my boundaries, and on the right moment I choose also to help myself and support myself and love myself. I could say I finally found the balance between giving what I want to give, what I'm willing to give into my relationships, but also giving myself the same amount of love, support, and help. Stay with me. I will tell you how I did it. My name is Selena, and you are listening to episode 7, Giving Too Much in Relationships and Receiving Too Less. Are you the type of person who feels you give too much in a relationship? It doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It could be with family or friends. You feel that you're a giver and you feel that gets taken advantage of sometimes. Or you feel your needs don't get met. You give so much and somehow you forget yourself in the process. And you end up feeling frustrated, hurt, disappointed, not worthy. And sometimes it comes out in a passive-aggressive way, or maybe one day you're even gonna explode, right? Now, we don't want that to happen now, do we? The problem is that we haven't been giving people around us a true impression of what our needs are along the way. Think about it. Have you ever really communicated with those people and tell them what it is that you exactly need from them? And why most of the time we just ignore those red flags. We just avoid conversations like this. And why do we do that? I just took a look at myself. My logic was, because I used to say I'm a giver. I'm a nurturer by nature. I like helping people. I love those people. Those people are my family. Those people are my friends. I like making people happy. I love being there for one another. I love to see them happy. I don't want to see them hurt. I don't want to see them in trouble. I can handle it. But of course, I couldn't handle it. And you can't handle it either. Not in a long way. Because you suffer so much in your resentment that you could maybe slip over one day and have an extreme reaction. Because I used to be like that. Boy, did I explode on some people in my life when I was younger. And as I was growing older, I start wondering why I felt that way. And how come I do the things the way I do them? And you know what I found out about myself? And just tell me if you can relate. This is what's really interesting. I found out that when I was saying I'm a giver, I like to show up for people, I like to help people, it is the truth. I am a caring person. I am a loving person. I love to help people. I can't stand seeing someone suffer, seeing someone needing help and not giving it to them. But I busted myself into making a lot of other excuses because there was something else going on underneath all that. And the thing that was going on was that the amount of giving to someone else, I didn't truly feel I was worthy of. And that took me years to realize that. You have to be able to look deep within yourself to realize that. Now I'm talking about myself here. The amount of giving that I gave other people, I used to feel that I wasn't worthy of the same energy level. And I was worried that if I asked people to give me the same energy level, I was worried that those people might leave me, or those people won't like me anymore, or those people will decide to just not do the effort. So I held back on those needs because I couldn't be honest to people around me about what is really bothering me and what I really needed from them. I was trying to avoid pain with them, pain for them, and maybe pain for myself also, that they might like me less, or in that moment maybe I was avoiding pain for them, that I couldn't help them, or that I couldn't be there for them, or they would suffer because of me. I was the type of person that when I saw red flags in a relationship, I chose to ignore them. I often brushed things under the carpet. When someone did something I didn't like or felt was violating my boundaries, or I felt beneath the standards, I just tried to keep the peace and just not say anything. And just, I chose not to come out and speak. I chose to avoid these kind of conversations. I chose to avoid conflicts and avoid making people unhappy. And in that process, I was losing myself. Because you know what? It all comes down to one thing. And that is self-worth. It comes down to believing that you are worthy of that from another person. You are worthy of anything that you are willing to give to other people. You're worthy to receive the same amount from those people. If you truly believe that, from the moment you make that connection within yourself and you truly, truly believe that, that you're worth whatever it is that you're giving those people, you are worth the same time, the same investment, the same energy, bam, the game changes. And you will lose people in your life. Because not every single person that you meet is gonna be able to meet your needs, or is gonna be capable of meeting all your expectations. But that's okay. It's better than that we lose people sooner than we lose them later. Because you don't want to go ahead into a friend relationship or a relationship, a romantic relationship with someone, and then 3 years after you just discover that it's not in balance, it's out of balance, that you are investing more than you should, or that you're investing more than you get in return. As I was saying, it all comes down to one thing: self-worth. If you truly believe within your heart and you really make that connection within yourself deeply, that you are worthy of anything that you give to another person, the game changes. People will notice. People will notice that you're different, that you've changed. Some of them will stay, some of them will go. And that's okay, because not everyone is going to be capable of matching your needs. It's okay. But the one that will be able to match your needs are the one that stay, are the one that you should keep in your life. Now, this is very important. You can be the giver that you are. Don't hold back. Give your love and give your help and give your support freely. Be the person who stands there for everyone. Be that person who helps everyone, who supports everyone, who is positive for everyone. Be that nurturing person. But you better be brave enough and honest enough for yourself as well. As I was saying, you better be brave enough and honest enough at the same time as you are giving all of that, which is okay to give. Do not ever change yourself for another person. But you have to be brave enough and honest enough to also ask for what you need, and to point out to people where you don't like something, or explain to people what you really, really need from them. Now, if you already know this scares you and terrifies you, you think this sounds so good, but you know that you avoid these kinds of conversation like I used to do. If you are already terrified by hearing me say that you have to communicate with people and tell them what you really need, then that's for two reasons. One, you need to learn to communicate with people in your life and communicate from a place of strength, not from a place of guilt, not from a place of weakness, not from a place of pointing out fingers to one another. Two, there is an internal self-worth issue going on within yourself right now, where you don't feel worthy of having your needs met, or you don't feel worthy of getting the same amount of energy and investment back from those people. So it's either one of those two. lack of true and communication skills or your self-worth. Either way, we're gonna have to change your beliefs or gain some serious communication skills, because otherwise you will lose yourself every time again, because you are not selfish for choosing yourself. You're not selfish for taking care of yourself. You are not selfish for demanding love, demanding what it is that you are willing to give to another person. Life doesn't work one way. Life works two different ways. So, but if you don't take care of yourself, nobody will. Don't sit there and wait until someone takes your hand and tells you, listen, I've noticed you're doing so much, and I've noticed you're giving so much energy and you're helping me every time that I... That doesn't happen that much. I'm sorry to tell you that. Wake up. You are the one who has the power in her or his hand to change whatever it is, to change the situation, to change you and the happiness around you and whatever it is that makes you unhappy. You are the only one. Don't sit there and wait for something to change out of its own. It's not gonna happen. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do, because at the end of the day, you are all you've got. Believe in the power of love, self-love. No one can know his own beauty or have a sense of his own worth until it has been reflected back to him in the mirror of another loving, caring human being. Let me say that again. No one can know his own beauty or have a sense of his own worth until it has been reflected back to him in the mirror of another loving, caring human being. Now let me be that caring, loving human being and tell you that you are the most worthy and beautiful person. Because if you are listening to this podcast, means you are someone who wants to give, who cares, who loves others so deeply, who wants to grow, who wants to change, who wants to learn, who wants to be there for other people. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening right now. Now, these ingredients are ingredients of an amazing, beautiful person. And I am honored to have you as a listener. Thank you so much for being here for me, and especially a big thank you for being here for you. I really hope I was an inspiration for you. I hope this episode made some things clear for you. This episode is dedicated to one of my true listeners, Maima. So a big thank you to her too, to all of you. My name is Selena. And you were listening to Level Up with Selena. Thank you, guys. And I'll hear you next time. Bye.